This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 31st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Remember the name Saeed Abedini? He was the Iranian-American pastor who was held hostage in an Iranian jail for 3.5 years. Now, Abedini has taken to Facebook to condemn the continued mass executions of prisoners in the Islamic Republic, including Christians, but also demanded to know why the United States, the European Union, and the United Nations are not doing anything to stop Iran. A Pakistani Christian woman who is deaf and mute has escaped after being abducted and forced to marry a Muslim. She is facing death threats now, according to the Center for Legal Aid, Assistance, and Settlement. Pray that she casts her anxiety on God, as articulated in 1 Peter 5:7. The new anti-evangelistic law, which Russian President Vladimir Putin signed on July 6th, has resulted in the prosecution of Baptist preacher Donald Osawar, a U.S. citizen. Forum 18 News Service reports that this evangelist, located 200 miles southwest of Moscow, was fined $618 for holding Bible studies in his home and promoting them on bulletin boards of nearby apartments. Learn more at his website in our transcript at theworldview.com. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5:10. In 2014, the world was horrified when the Nigerian Islamist group Boko Haram kidnapped 276 schoolgirls. But the Wall Street Journal points out that there has been significantly less coverage given to the kidnapping of more than 10,000 boys over the last 3 years by the terror group. After interviewing 16 young Nigerians who escaped the snare of Boko Haram, the journal reported on this disturbing rise in child jihadism. Young boys are being indoctrinated into violent fundamentalism and used as fighters, suicide bombers, and spies. David Plouffe, Barack Obama's 2008 campaign manager, told NBC's Meet the Press host Chuck Todd that he's convinced Donald Trump is a psychopath.
I think the assessment was that Donald Trump would try and do some things to appeal to the middle of the electorate, to appeal to suburban college-educated women. He's not. I mean, basically, we have a psychopath running for president.
On this week's Fox News Sunday, Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, said that the campaign is planning to do minority outreach events in inner cities, specifically at black churches.
John McCain and Mitt Romney are fine. They're wonderful human beings, great Americans. They were fine presidential nominees. John McCain got 4% of the African-American vote, and Mitt Romney improved that to a whopping 6%. We're fighting for every single vote, and we're going to leave it all in the field, and that includes going where the voters are. He's going to take this case right to people where they live. And that includes everyone. We're vying for every vote, every ethnicity, both genders, every age group. This is an American presidential election.
After class last Thursday at Clemson University, Kyra Palange noticed a man on the South Carolina campus sitting in a folding chair. And next to him, another folding chair with a sign containing just one word, prayer. TheBlaze.com reports that the grad student sat down next to the man and the two of them prayed for a few minutes. It was then that University Administrator Sean Jones approached them and said they could not pray on the campus without a permit. Emily Jashinsky of the Young Americas Foundation told The Worldview that this restriction is a clear violation of the right to free speech on public campuses.
You know, what I think is interesting about this particular instance is it does illustrate the way that universities use red tape and, you know, kind of leverage their bureaucracies to strangle free speech, because Clemson is arguing that the school is totally open to free speech for students. There are not designated free speech zones for students, but in order for community members to exercise free speech on the public campus, they need to go through this bureaucratic process of filing paperwork and getting permission from the university.
To politely object, call Clemson University President James Clements at 864-656-3311. Jesus said, You will be hated by everyone because of me. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Matthew 10:22. Regrettably now, Texas Christian University in Fort Worth, Texas, is offering an internship program at Planned Parenthood in return for school credit. To make matters worse, it was Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas which was exposed for haggling over the prices of body parts of babies they had aborted. Jillian Ferguson from Students for Life told The Worldview this Christian university is compromising the faith with this program.
Students that choose to attend TCU and the parents that send their children there are expecting them to receive a solid Christian education. Encouraging students to volunteer their time at an organization that commits upwards of 900 abortions per day does not align with that idea.
Thanks to my brother John's generosity, my six-year-old son Honor and I attended the August 27th baseball game between the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies, right here in our nation's capital, as my wife Amy and I and our three children stay with my parents for 2 weeks. Little did we know that it was Faith and Family Night, where the National second baseman and 2014 Major League Baseball All-Star Daniel Murphy shared his Christian testimony after the game. Murphy explained that Jesus does not value us based on our performance, something for which he's grateful in light of his 2 errors and only 3 hits at his 20 at-bats, which cost the New York Mets, his previous employer, the 2015 World Series.
I got the most perfect picture of Jesus' love and how it's not dependent on our current circumstances. Jesus loves us right where we're at. He always gives us what we need, and he doesn't always give us what we want.
And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, August 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.